One of the most popular soprano arias in all of Italian opera is Puccini's O Mio Bambino Caro. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that the pretty tune gives sopranos a chance to show off their voices. But according to Lord, few sopranos ever sing this aria with a real understanding of what it means. You can hear the exception on a new DVD.
Have you ever seen a performance of Romeo and Juliet in which Juliet delivers her most famous line as, "O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?" Juliet, of course, hasn't known Romeo long enough yet to be concerned with his whereabouts. Wherefore doesn't mean where at all, but why. She's asking why he's Romeo. Why did she have to fall in love with a Montague, her family's arch enemy? The line should read, "O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?" I hear a similar misunderstanding in most performances of a famous soprano aria, Puccini's O Mio Bambino Caro, from his short opera Gianni Schicchi. In the aria, the heroine, Loretta, is threatening to throw herself off the Ponte Vecchio, the famous bridge in Florence, and most sopranos emphasize this potential tragedy. But the opera it's from is actually a comedy. Loretta isn't really going to attempt suicide. She's begging her Bambino Caro, her dear daddy, for permission to buy a wedding ring so she can marry the young man she loves. "If you don't let me buy it," she wheedles, "I'll throw myself into the Arno. So come on, have pity, have a heart." Sopranos love this aria. It's pretty, it's short, and it's not very high. But one of the very few who really understood Puccini's tone was Maria Callas. On her famous early album of Puccini arias, she captures the aria's playfulness. But in a 1965 concert on French television, Callas, in terrific voice, suggests even further how Loretta's mercurial emotions flicker from romantic love to tender affection for her father to that comic, wheedling threat. Callas offers a kind of roadmap of the aria, showing all the different directions the emotions take. It's thrilling to hear it done right, and it makes almost every other performance, no matter how beautifully sung, seem misguided. Here's the complete aria. Callas's face is so expressive, the performance is even better when you see it. EMI has issued it on DVD along with two other arias Callas did on that French TV show. That concert is so important, EMI released it in two different formats. On one DVD, the three arias are coupled with Callas's fascinating television interviews about her career, her range of roles. She talks about how singing is really about life. The other version is both the DVD and a CD with seven of Callas's greatest Verdi recordings. Films of Callas performances are extremely rare, and they're all amazing. But this one stands out even in that rarefied context.
Lloyd Schwartz writes for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Callas Conversations on DVD and Maria Callas Legend, a CD that includes a DVD of Callas performing on French TV. I'm Terry Gross.